The Book of Tomorrow by Cecilia Hearn, read by Ali Coffey. Chapter 1. Field of Buds. They say a story loses something with each telling. If that's the case, this story has lost nothing, for it's the first time it's been told. This story is one for which some people will have to suspend their disbelief. If this wasn't happening to me, I would be one of those people. Many won't struggle to believe it, though, for their minds have been opened, unlocked by whatever kind of key causes people to believe. Those people are either born that way, or, as babies, when their minds are like little buds, they are nurtured until their petals slowly open and prepare for the very nature of life to feed them. As the rain falls and the sun shines, they grow, grow, grow. Minds so open, they go through life aware and accepting, seeing light where there's dark, seeing possibility in dead ends, tasting victory as others spit out failure, questioning when others accept. Just a little less jaded, a little less cynical, a little less likely to throw in the towel. Some people's minds open later in life, through tragedy or triumph. Either thing can act as the key to unlatch and lift the lid on that know-it-all box, to accept the unknown, to say goodbye to pragmatism and straight lines. But then, there are those whose minds are merely a bouquet of stalks, which bud as they learn new information. A new bud for a new fact. But yet they never open, never flourish. They are people of capital letters and full stops, but never of question marks and ellipses. My parents were those kind of people. The know-it-all kind. The, if it's not in a book or I haven't heard it anywhere before, then don't be ridiculous kind. Straight thinkers with heads filled with the most beautifully coloured buds, so neatly manicured and so sweetly scented, but which never...